The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. It is Selection Sunday. And that means dreams, hopes, maybe some promise, and maybe a lot of disappointment as well. Think about Cal Poly, a 13-19 team. Winning the Big West, they are now off to the dance. And that means that somebody that should be in is not. But I did watch that basketball game last night with Cal State Northridge and Cal Poly. Team played pretty tough. Watched UCLA upset U of A. A lot of people didn't think that could happen because U of A plays too good a defense and UCLA doesn't play any defense, allegedly. They got the stops when they needed them. They were able to score the basket as well. So, I don't know, man. I know all I do know is I'm excited about Selection Sunday. I'm excited about March Madness. And I'm excited to be talking to you today. So, Jeff Rich will be joining me in just a moment on the other side, along with Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause. A ton of things to talk about. Julius Peppers going to my Green Bay Packers. Wow. Unbelievable stuff. Anyways, keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. A lot to talk about right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Let's do this.
Catch the Star Fantasy League show, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, with your host, Jonathan Sprung, co-hosted by SFL CEO Zach Stanley and SFL COO Seth Young, as they talk everything fantasy sports, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, Twitter at SFL Show, online at StarFantasyLeagues.com, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Beautiful day where I'm sitting here in Phoenix, Arizona. Not a cloud in the sky. And it's Selection Sunday. If that doesn't get you pumped up, there isn't much that does, to be honest with you. It's the best tournament in all of sports. Let's welcome in Jeff Rich first and foremost. Jeff, how you doing this morning, man?
Hey, Andy, I'm doing great. I'm really looking forward to the show tonight. I think a lot of it's going to be predetermined. We get a lot of information before the fact out here, but tournament starts Thursday. It's going to be exciting.
Cannot disagree with you at all. I do look forward to this so much. Most of the time in Las Vegas for those first couple of rounds and just having myself a blast watching all the action and everything, but we got to welcome in someone else, none other than Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause. Mary, how you doing this morning?
Well, good morning, guys. I'm trying to recover. I'm a graduate of Creighton, and so I'm trying to recover from the tough loss we had. But otherwise, I'm doing great. Thanks.
You know what? I'll tell you what. That McDermott kid is an unbelievable player. I look for him to have a very strong performance in the tournament. But you know what? Providence played a darn good basketball game, and they weren't afraid of them. They didn't back down. And I give credit where credit's due. They just played a real solid basketball game. And you know what? Creighton had a very good, solid year. And I think they're a team to be somewhat reckoned with in the tournament if they get hot. We know they can score. Struggled a little bit yesterday scoring the ball. But ultimately, a pretty darn good basketball team. A very unique player in McDermott, and has a cool relationship with his father being the coach. And just a lot of good stories there. So that's cool to know you went to Creighton. That's good to know you got a little basketball blood in you, Mary.
Oh, got a lot of basketball blood in me. And like I said, and like you and Jeff said, what an exciting time of year. I actually had a call from a French media outlet who wanted me to try to explain to the French in this publication exactly what is March Madness and why are we all mad in the month of March. And it was so fun to be able to try to explain it in 300 words or less. But
really cool stuff. But anyways, Mary comes to us each and every week from Ticks for Cause. You can always check out the website, ticksforcause.com. And I know we got something interesting to talk about with it being this time of the month, and the bracketology is, something that you use. But just this is a great time of the month with the tournament coming up, but also a great time to get people aware of what you guys do there at Ticks for Cause.
Well, Ticks for Cause is, we say, the ticket website with a heart. We're the only ticket site out there that not only has all the tickets you're looking for to any kind of an entertainment event, sports, music, or theater, but we enable you to make a difference with that, because with every purchase you make, a charity benefits at no extra cost to you. And we're the only website out there that lets that happen. It's our mission to make literally every entertainment purchase matter for charity and to make a difference. And I think there's no better example of the power and the potential of a ticket purchase to make a difference than in this month of March with what's going to be going on over the next 3 weeks.
No, you have a great point, and I know that we want to talk about something that's interesting, because I read up on it, and I found it to be pretty interesting, and it's called Cure International. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Cure International is a nonprofit organization That's established charitable hospitals and medical programs in underdeveloped countries, third world countries. And it started just in 1998, so it was about, 16 years ago, where, again, as it always starts with doctors wanting to make a difference. They went over there. They saw this huge problem where you had so many children with treatable diseases, whether it was clubfoot, cleft palate, bowed legs, hydrocephalus. But nobody had the medical training. Nobody had any kind of way to be able to help these children. So what happened to them? They're literally left to die, or they're not able to go to school. They are shunned by their culture, shunned by their families, and all of this is treatable. So these doctors banded together and started Cure International to be able to go over and make that difference. And in just 16 years, when they opened their very first hospital, they've now expanded to 29 countries around the world. They've seen over 2.1 million patients and performed over 150,000, literally, life-changing and life-saving surgeries, just again because a group of people wanted to get together and make a difference.
Awesome stuff, as always. That is the voice of Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause. You can always check out the website, ticksforcause.com. Any sporting event, dining, entertainment, you name it, they totally have you covered. Jeff, go ahead. I know you usually have thoughts on your mind for Mary.
Hey, Mary, you know, one of the things that can't be emphasized enough is how Ticks for Cause really just marries the charities that are already out there and the technology to buy tickets. You marry them with technology. These problems that exist in underdeveloped countries, something like clubfoot, which hits close to home because my mom's oldest brother actually had to have his club feet surgically repaired in the early 1960s. And you think about it, it's such a simple thing here in the United States, but you know what Ticks for Cause does and what you know with tickets, Cure International does with the medical technology, bringing it to these to these third world countries. And I think that that's a great thing. That said, if there's a cause out there that John Q. Public might know about that's not partnered up with Ticks for Cause, what can they do to to get their favorite charity on your website?
It's very easy. First thing they could do, reach out to contact us. Tell us who that charity is. We're happy to reach out to that charity and have them come aboard. It's simple to join. No money for them to join. They can start getting the benefits right away. Or they can just ask their charity to please go to the site, sign up. It takes about 2 minutes for an organization to sign up. And then we work with them to give them the marketing tools that they need to just spread the word. It's really that simple, Jeff.
Very good. Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause joining us, as she always does, talking about Cure International, which is an unbelievable thing because it's in over 29 countries all over the world. Like you said, over 2 million patients, a lot of life-changing surgeries. And without this, I have a feeling that these people wouldn't make it. Am I correct on that too, Mary?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And the thing about it is these are all treatable illnesses or treatable disabilities that can be taken care of with these surgeries. And, you know, when you try to quantify what does your ticket purchase matter, and I think right now with March Madness, when you know there will literally be hundreds of thousands of tickets sold over the next 3 weeks. $1,000 for Cure International helps save a life of a child. And when you take a look at all of these tickets that are going to be sold, literally that's about 11 transactions on Ticks for Cause for NCAA tickets. 11 transactions will help save the life of a child. And that's how easy the correlation goes. And again, you're out buying those tickets. It doesn't cost you any more. You buy them, you benefit an organization, and it's really, really an impactful way. Again, saving the life of a child for $1,000, and it didn't cost you any more.
No, it sounds pretty good to me. I mean, I would absolutely encourage people to get to ticksforcause.com, check out the website, and if you are going to a game, this is the place to do it. I have used the site myself. I've been to spring training games. by using your site and using the tickets, and which, by the way, I had front row seats right on the first baseline. Could have caught a screamer right in my eye if I wasn't paying attention. So to be honest with you, I had a totally enjoyable, easy, fun experience through using Ticks for Cause.
Well, thank you so much again. I really appreciate the opportunity you give us to help spread the word for ourselves and our charity members. And can't thank you guys enough. You're the best.
Mary, we love having you each and every week. Look forward to talking to you next week when hopefully your team is moving on in the tournament and we can talk a little bit about that and obviously whatever else we have going on with Ticks for Cause. So thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy.
Have a great day. Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause joining us as she always does. Jeff and I will be back getting into some sports right here on Dorfon Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. Dorfon Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich along with me. We're both in Phoenix, Arizona. If you want to get in touch, you want to be part of the show, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorfon Sports or hit Jeff up at JRichRadio. A lot to talk about. I mean, so many things to talk about with Phil Jackson being hired by the Knicks. You got Julius Peppers being signed by the Green Bay Packers. You've got UCLA beating Arizona yesterday. You got Cal Poly going to the big dance, being 13-19. Did watch the game last night. I don't know if you happened to catch that one, Jeff, against Cal State Northridge and Cal Poly. But a lot of great basketball over the weekend. You're going to see a lot of interesting things happening in the next few days with some of the teams that make it, and then you'll learn some interesting facts about them. But ultimately, I really thought yesterday's action was pretty good, to be honest with you, Jeff. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we get a lot out of these conference tournaments, especially that last weekend going into Selection Sunday. Sometimes it's often better than the second or third week of the NCAA, the second week of the NCAA tournament anyway. And I think that these guys have a lot of pride. You know, they play against teams that they really don't like because they're seeing them for the second or third time on the year. So, you know, a lot of drama, and, you know, you do get that 13-19 team that gets the automatic bid. Now, they're going to stash a team like Cal Poly on a Tuesday with a play-in game, which I don't think is right. I think the bubble teams should really be on the play-in side of the bracket, but, yeah, that's not how it was designed.
Yeah, I mean, they win their conference tournament. That should be good for something other than, you know, just a write-in type game. I would agree with you on that one. But it is the way it works. And, you know, I think what's happened here, though, is we've learned a little bit about some of these teams that were really strong or who we thought was really strong. Like, for instance, Syracuse. They've obviously weakened themselves. I don't know. People are still kind of high on Villanova. They had to have weakened themselves too, no?
I don't think Villanova's done much to prove their case at all this year. You know, I think that they're not quite as bad as Ohio State's been since being ranked in the top five. But you know, they've lost to every good team that they've played. I don't think that they've really made their case for a number one seed, let alone any kind of expectations. You know, come tournament time next Thursday.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think that they're one of those teams. You know, like Syracuse. To be honest with you, I look at them and I say they're a team that's ripe to be upset, you know, and to be ousted early in this tournament just because of the lack of scoring punch that they have. I think they can play defense. Obviously, we know that. But I don't know. I think they're offensively challenged. And, you know, if you're looking at one of those teams where, you know, when it comes to being a bracket buster, I would really look at Syracuse as a team that goes out, you know, if not in the first round, in the second round. Again, it kind of depends on what their draw looks like. But in general, I am not all that impressed with them down the stretch. And I don't think a lot of other people are as well. And that, to me, is a team that's ripe for an upset, Jeff.
And I'd be one of them. I think you're preaching to the choir, you know, with my ears anyway. Beyond C.J. Fair, there's just no scoring in that offense. I mean, Jeremy Grant sometimes steps up with a game. You know, T.J. Enos does some really good things on the floor, but I don't think he deserves the Chris Paul comparisons by any stretch of the imagination. He's not a scorer. You know, he's a good distributor. He plays well on the defensive side of the floor, and that's Syracuse's strength. But come tournament time, you need to be able to put the ball in the basket, and I don't think that's one of their strong suits, quite frankly.
No, they definitely struggle with it, and I think that they're a team that – you know, unless they figure something out really quickly, they're going to be out of the tournament pretty fast. But were you impressed with Baylor's run? You know, they got to the conference final, and Iowa State looked pretty strong there. Obviously, they put it together in the second half. They did beat a Kansas team without Embiid. What are you thinking about the Big 12? Anybody that you feel pretty strong about?
I'm starting to feel a little bit stronger about what Fred Hoiberg's doing with his team from Ames. I think that Iowa State team won a what turned out to be a pretty difficult basketball conference, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Kansas is pretty good when they're healthy. Obviously, without Embiid, it makes a big difference not having that kid in there. But the Cyclones are a good basketball team. You know, they can get up and down. They can play defense. They've got good guard play, like you said. They're pretty solid. I do think that Hoiberg has done a great job there. And you know what? The Cyclones are a team that I think could make a good run in the tournament. Kansas, if they're healthy, they could make a good run. You know, so yeah, Big 12 has a couple of three teams that could definitely make some noise.
Are you a little turned off by the Pac-12 after the way the tournament's gone? Arizona State gets upset. Arizona gets upset. You know, UCLA doesn't do many things well, but they figured out a way to beat the U of A, who's fine. And I think that they finally figured out how to play without their point guard.
Yeah, I mean, look, I didn't think the Pac-12 was that great to begin. I mean, so I always thought we had Arizona, who is a very good basketball team, but they have their weaknesses too. I thought UCLA was pretty good as far as what they potentially could be, and I think yesterday we saw what they potentially could be. They could be a real tough out for the March Madness tournament, and they could make a decent run. You know, I don't think they play great defense, but they have so much offensive power that they can be a nightmare, and they can – look, they're going to force the tempo, so it really doesn't matter. If they're not playing great defense, they're going to get the opportunities to score on the offensive side. So I think when push comes to shove, it's almost like a push because they're so offensively gifted that they make up for their lack of defense that they play. But with that being said, Jeff, yesterday they were able to shut down U of A late in that ball game. I don't remember – how many points they scored in the last 5 minutes, but it certainly wasn't many, whereas UCLA was able to still get the ball to the hole, and if they weren't scoring, they were at least drawing some contact and getting fouls and shooting free throws. So I was very impressed with UCLA. It's not that I'm not impressed with U of A. I just think, you know what, when you're as good as U of A is, that you can only have a negative. It's not, look, if they win the conference championship, well, it was expected for them to do it. If they lose, well, hey, they've lost 3 out of the last 4 conference championships, and people are talking about this and that and the other. But ultimately, to me, it's almost like a lose-lose for them, because if they win, we're saying, oh, we expected them to win. If they lose, we're saying, well, maybe there's some kinks in the armor. So I think it's a two-team. Personally, I think the Pac-12 is about two teams, UCLA and Arizona. ASU, I don't know how in the heck they're in the tournament, to be honest with you. I watch them all the time. They're not a good basketball team. Cal, not that good. Again, two teams is what I think we have in the Pac-12.
Are you buying into Louisville's surge of late?
Yeah, I like Louisville. They always make a good tournament run. And you know what? Patino always has those guys ready. Look, they've destroyed these teams in their conference tournament. These games aren't even close from the get. So, yeah, I do think Louisville's one of those teams that's probably going to be like a 3 seed, and they're going to be scratching their head going, you know what, maybe we should be a little bit higher seed. But ultimately, I don't think that matters. Louisville's a very good tournament team. And, yeah, I'm buying into Louisville right now. I think their stock is rising.
And how about the year-over-year retention? I mean, you look at last year's Final Four. You had Michigan, Louisville, Syracuse, and Wichita State. It'd be tough to believe that they'd be put in 4 separate brackets this year. But, I think all of those teams, I think that Syracuse, like we said, is an early upset bid. But, you know, Wichita State's playing great basketball. They'll finally be tested a little bit more probably next weekend. But I think that Michigan's got a good chance to beat Michigan State in the Big Ten championship, and Louisville's poised to make a stretch run. So this is going to be it's going to be interesting. I think it's really interesting that despite all the players lost to the NBA draft, that these teams could be right back where they were in that first weekend in April.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of interesting because what goes around usually comes around, and that's kind of where we're at now. Is you're seeing some of those teams that were pretty strong in the beginning of the year getting strong toward the end of the year, like the Dukes. They're pretty solid now toward the end of the year. They got a big one against Virginia. I think that'll be an interesting matchup later today. Kentucky, they can kind of put things together. If they could beat Florida, we were down on Kentucky and saying, look, they're struggling a little bit, and they had a lot of hype, but they win the SEC, and you know what? Maybe they get themselves a little bit of momentum going into March Madness, and they can be a handful too. So, what I really like about this year more than anything, Jeff, is it's really, really wide open. And we say that year in and year out, but I really think this year, more than any year in maybe like the last 10 at least, it is so wide open. I don't know You know, if Florida can put a run together, could Kansas put a run together? Could Virginia put a run together? The way they play defense, they can score, but they play such great defense. Wichita State, I mean, I'll tell you what, that would be an amazing story, okay? You know, a team like them to come, you know, out of a mid-major and just make things happen, have an undefeated season and get through the conference tournament and get through the March Madness tournament, they'd have to be like 40-0. I think it'd be unbelievable. So another cool story real quickly before we go to break, Tulsa getting into the tournament, Danny Manning doing a good job there, getting that team into the tournament. So a lot of good stuff coming from yesterday and over the weekend, Jeff.
Oh yeah, well, you know what? When you put 68 teams in a tournament, and you know you include every conference, and you have a pool of 300 teams to choose from, you know this time of year, I don't think the college basketball is anywhere on the radar near one of the top sports. You know, when you look at the whole realm of things, but the way that they do their postseason, the way that they handle things with the conference tournaments, I think it's great. It includes everyone and gives everyone a legitimate chance to win games and play for the big trophy at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. College basketball, March Madness, the best tournament of all. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back with none other than John Poulter, our professor of sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Your season for big savings is deer season. Choose 0% financing for 60 months or get big cash off select new John Deere tractors from our one family through our powerful 6M and 6R series. These offers won't last long, so hurry in today. Offer ends April 30, 2014, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
All righty, welcome back, Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, along with you on a beautiful Sunday where we're sitting here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. Our phone number is 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports, one of the two. And don't be afraid to reach out and talk to us about whatever's on your mind, because usually what's on your mind is on our mind. And if it's not, well, enlighten me. Love to hear what's on your mind. So without further ado, though, I do believe we've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us. John, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. How are the two of you?
You know what? Like I said, it's beautiful. I can't complain. A lot of spring training going on right in my backyard, as you are well aware of. Been to a couple of games. You got my take on it. The guys look smaller. I think that, you know, the lack of PEDs is starting to really, really show. And I'm just excited for baseball to get started, to be honest with you, John.
What's your biggest decision every morning, deciding which game to go to? So it's just wonderful to think about being in a city like Phoenix, where unlike Florida, where spring training is generally in small towns and you kind of have to plan the day before where you're heading. One of the great things about the Phoenix area is that all of the training grounds are within, you know, a half an hour to 45 minutes of a drive from most anywhere you are in greater Phoenix. So to be able to sit down at breakfast and look at who is in the starting lineups and the projected starting pitchers, much different atmosphere, I think, than looking at games in Florida. So I'm very envious of you when I sit here and think that you're going to baseball games in the sunshine and I'm sitting here and it's 9 degrees Fahrenheit with a wind chill that makes it feel like minus 2 Fahrenheit. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm counting the days before I'm down in Arizona at the end of this month.
I'm sure you are. You know, and you mentioned something that was kind of interesting, because I never really thought about it, and I want to find out, you know, if it's the same for Jeff, but I've got probably 4 or 5 ballparks within, you know, 10 or 15 minutes of me, to be honest with you. I live real close to the Salt River Field where, you know, the D-backs and the Rockies play. And I mean, I'm pretty close to Tempe Diablo Stadium, Phoenix Municipal. I mean, there's a few that are very, very close to where I am. Probably, you know, you said a half hour, but I could name probably 4 or 5 ballparks that I could get to each within a half hour or so. I'm pretty close to a lot of action. Jeff, are you as close as I am, or are there a lot of ballparks right around you too?
Oh, you know what? I'm in the middle of Phoenix, so I'm kind of strategically located to be able to hit everybody within about 20 minutes. Goodyear's a little bit of a hike from the north side of Phoenix, but as far as getting to Salt River Fields, over to Maryvale, I've got the East and West Valley right at a moment's drive.
Sounds good to me. I mean, yeah, John, I never really thought about it and how lucky we really are. But speaking of luck, Corbin had to exit the start the other day with a tight forearm. I mean, I don't think this is probably an issue, to be honest with you. But, you know, obviously any kink in the armor of your pitching rotation is a problem. But a lot of people are feeling pretty good about this D-back team this year. Should they, do you think, or no?
Well, I think it's going to be a competitive team. I think that, you know, there's two things that are going to stand in their way, and one of them, of course, is the Dodgers, who proved last year that they're back in contention. I think the Dodgers are going to probably feel some lack of benefit is probably not the best way to describe it, but perhaps a hindrance in going to Australia for a couple of days to start the season. Generally, those teams don't start well when they get back to the United States, so I think that may help the Diamondbacks in terms of their pursuit of the Dodgers. But the team that, as an outsider and a complete neutral, I still look at in that division is the San Francisco Giants. There's a lot of pride and a lot of experience, as well as a lot of experience on that team, and I just don't see them having two back-to-back years as badly as the one they had last year. And they've done a very workmanlike and quiet job in terms of rebuilding and re-signing and developing that team. So it would never surprise me to see the Giants in the mix. So I think other than Colorado, I would say that division is pretty tight across the board. So, yeah, I'm looking for something to be competitive, I guess is the best word that I would look for And the they signed Perez this week, so you know whether he's going to help or not. I mean, he has a terrible history of wildness, so I'm not really sure how much the Diamondbacks can count on him. And frankly, if they're looking at him as their fifth starter, which I believe they are, and correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I have to wonder how strong your pitching rotation is if you're the Diamondbacks and you're looking at Oliver Perez as your fifth starter. Almost smells a little bit of desperation to me, I think they're definitely going to be in it.
Hey, you know, you said a couple of interesting things real quickly, and then I'll let Jeff throw some stuff at you. But Jeff and I talked about what you said initially last week a little bit with the D-backs and the Dodgers going to play that game overseas. They have to plan their spring training a little bit differently than the other teams, obviously, because of it. Do you think that that's something that's good for baseball or bad for baseball, first of all? But then also you said something about San Francisco. And to me, look, I'm a guy that's all about momentum, okay? And they seem to be the team that's playing the best in spring training. I know there's not a lot of importance in these games. However, getting off on the right foot, there's something to be said for that. So I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but they are the only team right now. Well, the D-backs are a game over 500 too, but you know the Dodgers are struggling. But like you said, they've got a bunch of talent and a lot of money and whatnot, so they'll be in the hunt no matter what. But do you have any feeling about momentum and getting off to the right start with spring training? And then how does that affect the D-backs and the Dodgers going and having a little shorter spring training than everybody else?
Well, dealing with the D-backs and the Dodgers going down under first, I'm not a big fan of it, quite frankly. I think it distorts the season. You're starting off with two teams that are, although they're in the same division, it puts them a little bit behind the rest of the league in terms of continuity and time zone. They've got to start spring training earlier. They've got to get their rotation set up a little bit earlier. You've got that huge time difference. I believe it's about 15 hours, something like that. Certainly it's minimum 12. I have to wonder what that does to an athlete's body, even for somebody that's trained as a professional athlete. I think that has to be a huge change. I mean, you look at how a team plays when they go from one coast to the other in the United States, and that's only 3 hours. So you have to wonder when they're going, you know, the better part of a day away, what that does to their bodies. And the other question is, how do you set up your team? You know, do you take your, assuming you're playing two games, you take your first starter and your second starter and you leave starters 3, 4, and 5 at home to work on a regular rotation through spring training? What does that do to the team continuity, the fact that maybe those three players aren't with you? I don't know whether they take those guys or they don't take those guys, but quite frankly, I think if I was running a team that was going to Australia for 3, 4, or 5 days to play two games, I think I'd be tempted to leave those 3, 4, and 5 guys at home, knowing that you're not going to use them. Answer your second question in terms of momentum. Yeah, I think it's very important, but you know, let's not lose track of the fact that in spring training, the stats and therefore the records are always a little bit distorted because you just never know who those numbers are coming up against. For instance, if you put your top closer in to pitch the ninth inning, maybe he looks really good, but maybe he's playing against hitters that, you know, are going to be playing Class A ball that year because we're late in the game and the starters are still not playing. Maybe you're working against a guy that's working on his curveball. 4 out of every 5 pitches are a curveball. You kind of know what's coming. I think the momentum is important simply from the standpoint that you want to get that winning feeling. But once the season starts and everybody's playing their best against their best, I think it tends to even out just a little bit.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the program. Go ahead, Jeff. Fire away.
Hey, John, last time we spoke, I asked you why Irvin Santana hadn't been signed by Toronto yet. And, you know, he still hasn't, obviously will not, having signed with Atlanta for the same price tag that would have allowed him to stay in Kansas City. Obviously, Atlanta has the injury problems, Beachy coming back, and you know, now they've got concerns about Medlin. Is Santana a good enough fix for the Braves to still compete in the National League East?
It's an interesting question, and it's one I've kind of pondered all week. In terms of the signing, it didn't really surprise me. When we chatted last week, I think we kind of had it down to Baltimore and Toronto, and we were expecting something within the next couple of days, and then I guess Medlin got hurt or was removed from the game on Sunday, and all of a sudden, you know, we had that suspicion that maybe the Braves were going to come into it Blue Jays general manager Alex Anthopoulos had a press conference this week to explain why this was another one that he had let get away. And his comment was that Santana and or his agent, Jay Alou, had told Anthopoulos that Santana wanted to pitch in the National League. Now, if in fact that is true, I can kind of see that. Here's a guy that's going to sign a one-year contract with a hope of parlaying it into a long-term big-dollar contract 12 months from now or at the end of this season. And frankly, given the way the schedule sets up, if you were a free agent pitcher that was, let's say he's a middle-of-the-road pitcher, he's not an ace, where would you rather pitch? Would you rather pitch in the National League, which is a little bit weaker in terms of competition? You're also pitching to the pitcher every ninth hitter, whereas in the American League, you're pitching to a DH. And you don't have to face the Yankees, the Red Sox, Tampa Bay, and Baltimore with those good pitching staffs. So I have to think this was perhaps more of a selfish thing on Santana's part, and the Braves just happened to be in the right place at the right time looking for an arm. And the price was right because, I mean, the $14 million was tossed about right from the arbitration offering to the Blue Jays' potential contract, the Orioles' potential contract. This wasn't about money. I think this is about opportunity, and I think Santana sees the National League East as an easier ticket to a big contract at the end of the year. I may be 100% wrong, but that's my take on it.
Hey, well, the follow-up to that...
Go ahead, Jeff.
The follow-up to that would be, obviously we're about halfway through spring training. Is he going to be ready for the beginning of the season, reporting to the Braves camp in Lake Buena Vista?
Well, I was reading yesterday that he threw a bullpen on Wednesday and he threw another one on Friday, and Braves manager Freddie Gonzalez was kind of indicating he would be ready to start the season but not ready to go maybe more than five innings. And frankly, I think the Braves are in such dire straits in terms of arms that I think they'll probably keep him and use him in that particular situation. The Braves had a very disappointing year-end last year. They've locked up a lot of young, talented players for long-term contracts. They're not doing well in spring training record-wise. I think they're 7-11. So you'd expect something a little bit better from a team with that amount of talent. I don't think the Braves want to dig themselves a hole. The positive thing for them is that really, other than the Washington Nationals, there's nothing much in that division that's going to frighten them very much, but I don't think they want to get too far behind Washington to start the season. So, yeah, short answer, I think they'll probably start him at the beginning of the year, Jeff.
Hey, John, as always, good stuff. Love talking to you. I can hear the music behind us, so I guess that means we got to get the heck out of Dodge for a moment, but... As always, great stuff from you, and look forward to talking to you next week. And if we can, we'll get in a little bit of hockey as well as baseball next week.
That would be great. Lots of things happening in hockey, too. Pleasure chatting with you as always, and look forward to next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, who joins us each and every week all the way from Canada. That's why we like to talk to him about hockey, but he has a wealth of knowledge in both baseball and hockey, and that's what we have him for. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, will be right back to wrap this hour up, so keep it close. So much to talk about, not enough time to do it. We'll have one more hour to do it, though, so keep it close. In general, Jeff and I will be back in just a moment to wrap this hour up. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hey, Jeff, before we get out of here for this hour, I brought it up early about Phil Jackson being hired by the New York Knicks, going back to where he played, and I'm not that surprised. But with that being said, is this enough to keep Carmelo Anthony happy and around, and is he actually a guy that Phil Jackson would want to build around?
I think the answers are no and no. I don't understand if the Knicks are ready to, if the Dolan family is ready to empty their bank account to bring somebody in. They're bringing in a name. Why not bring in a GM? Why not go after a guy like Sam Presti, who I think his contract is up with Oklahoma City this year? Why not go after an established GM rather than trying to do it with a coach? I mean, we've seen it in the National Football League with guys like Bill Parcells in Miami and Mike Holmgren in Cleveland, where good coaches don't always equate to good front office guys. And you know, Michael Jordan's another big name that, Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas. I mean, we've been down this road with the Knicks before, you know, bringing in the name to try to turn around the organization. And I don't think it's going to work. I think that Phil's going to be really humbled by what's going on, by what happens when he actually has to handle the day-to-day of running the New York Knicks.
You know what? In a real weird way, I hope you're right. I hope he does fail. I hope people realize that a lot of what you said is probably very true, in the sense of, you know what, he was a great coach with great players. You know, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal. It's pretty easy to have success when you got guys like that. We'll see how he does, man. I think you bring a pretty interesting perspective on it. Jeff, as always, appreciate you taking time out with me this hour, and we'll catch up with you in just a little bit.
Hey, it was my pleasure.
Sounds good. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, done with hour number one. Keep it close. Hour number two, just around the corner. It is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.